All right, Snack Attack crew, assemble. Feeling that mid-afternoon slump? Need a protein boost that doesn't involve boring protein bars? Well, let me introduce y'all to my new favorite obsession, Wonderful Pistachios. Y'all, these little green guys aren't just your average nut. They're protein powerhouses, packing a whopping 6 grams per ounce. That's over 10% of your daily value. And here's a confession. I used to be a cracker. You know, the kind of girl who enjoys the satisfying pop of opening each one. But let's be honest, sometimes convenience is king. And that's where their no-shell options comes in perfect for on-the-go snacking. Plus, they come in flavors like chili roasted and sea salt and vinegar, so there's something for everyone, even the picky gals. But here's the kicker. Wonderful Pistachios are a complete protein, meaning they have all 9 essential amino acids your body needs. So next time you're feeling sluggish, ditch the sugary treats and grab a handful of these green gems. I promise y'all they will keep you fueled and feeling your best, whether you're conquering carpool duties or crushing deadlines. And seriously, these are my go-to snack. I keep a bag in my purse. I keep one at the office. I even stash a few on the side of my bed for those late night cravings. This year, I want you to treat yourself to something delicious and good for you. So head over to wonderfulpistachios.com and explore their amazing flavors and sizes. Trust me, your taste buds and your body will thank you. Ladies, let's talk real talk here. You probably have days when the PMS has you feeling like you could eat anything in sight. My goodness, the cravings and the general discomfort. Well, say goodbye to those days with Hormone Harmony from Happy Mammoth. Let's dive into why Hormone Harmony is not just another supplement, but a true game changer. First off, it's not just a trend, it's a phenomenon. Social media is buzzing with women singing praises about Hormone Harmony. In fact, a bottle flies off the shelves every 24 seconds. Can y'all believe that? Now let's talk about Happy Mammoth, the brilliant minds behind this wonderful product. They're all about making your life easier, and that means no compromises on quality. They've meticulously crafted Hormone Harmony using only science-backed ingredients proven to work wonders for women like us. But here's my favorite part. Hormone Harmony contains adaptogens, nature's little miracle workers. These herbal extracts help your body adapt to life stressors, especially those pesky hormonal changes that can throw us off balance. And here's the kicker. Hormone Harmony isn't just for menopause. It's your secret weapon against those hormonal imbalances that can wreak havoc on your life. From hot flashes and night sweats to racing thoughts and low moods, Hormone Harmony has got your back. And yes, it even tackles the occasional bloat and that not tonight boo feeling. The real benefit here, the real win, feeling like yourself again. That's why countless women are raving about it in over 17,000 glowing reviews. We love a verified product, honey. Now here's your chance to experience the magic firsthand. For a limited time, you can get a fabulous 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code BRAVADO at checkout. So what are you waiting for, homegirl? Say hello to balanced hormones and goodbye to those days of feeling like a roller coaster. Your journey to hormone harmony starts now. This is Germany.
And this is Brittany.
And this is the Black Girl Bravado Podcast.
A motivating and encouraging podcast where we focus on building community amongst colorful women alike.
Join us weekly as we sit down and have candid conversations on various topics and issues surrounding self-care, self-love, mental health and wellness, spirituality, entrepreneurship, and much more.
And trust, when we don't have the answers, we'll call on our expert homegirls who do.
Our intention is to create a safe space for growth, inspiration, laughter, and love, free of judgment, in hopes that after you listen, you're a little more knowledgeable or at least a little more entertained than before.
It's homegirl vibes here. Real, raw, and a little funny.
A lot of fucking funny.
So thanks for tuning in to the Black Girl Bravado Podcast.
Let's start the show, cuties.
Hey, y'all. Welcome back.
Welcome back, peeps.
How's it going?
It's going well. How are you?
Pretty good. Pretty good.
Oh, I shouldn't have said peeps.
Wish you have said boo-boo, baby. Boo-boo.
My boo-boo babies.
Yeah.
Welcome back, girls.
How's it going?
It's going good. It's been a week. But here we are.
Child, the short weeks be dragging.
It didn't feel short this week.
It felt very long.
You know why it didn't feel short? Because I worked after hours one day. Mm-hmm. And you know what else I realized?
What?
That I signed up to work after hours or overtime on a week that there was vacation. And you only get the overtime pay when you work the 40 hours per week, you know, the total of 80 hours. So
yourself.
I fucked myself front and back.
Ugh. Bam.
But next week, I don't think it'll count at all. I don't know. Maybe next week will count because I'm working 40 hours plus the.
Do you work an after hour every week?
I just do it two weeks out of the month to help supplement my student loan payment. And this is good news. I have a praise report. Paid off one.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you. I wish we had a hand clap on this machine.
Yeah, we have to do
effects.
That. Right.
Yeah, I've paid off one out of my five student loans.
Damn.
And I'm tackling the second now. So I'm feeling good. I'll have the second paid off before August.
Good for you.
August, September. So debt-free mommy loading. It's going to take a lot. The next three, though, are some big bitches.
You better get into that Dave Ramsey baby step.
That's what I'm doing. I'm Dave Ramsey in it, snowballing it.
But are you doing that? Are you implementing it with your whole life, or are you just snowballing student loans?
Just snowballing the student loans. Okay. That's the only thing I have. I don't have no other debt.
Okay.
No other, like, credit card debt or nothing. So it's only the student loans that have me shackled and bound.
Right.
So once I free myself of those, then I'm going to be good. So yeah.
I thought Biden was going to free us. I don't know what the fuck going
fuck
on.
Fuck him. I'm like, you know, you can't trust these men.
You can't trust these politicians.
Why did I think that I was even banking on 10,000? Like, I was even banking on 10,000. Like, okay, cool. Come through with 10. Then I'll worry about the rest of mine.
He's not coming through with nothing.
Nothing. He's completely wiped that off the table.
Sicko.
I'm very upset about it.
Well, the Lord still has mine.
He has mine too, but I'm just trying to, you know.
He still has them.
He has all of ours in his hands. He's got all our student loans in his hands.
He got all our student loans in his hands.
He got all our student loans in his hands.
He got the student loans
in his hands. Okay, hands. Hands. Take them, Lord.
Take them.
Take them. Take them from
take
me. You already paid
me.
The ultimate price.
Instead of take me to the king, take them to the king. I don't have much to bring. Take them to him.
Put them at his feet.
Put them there.
Put them at his feet. Shit, I'm going to give that as a burnt offering.
Right, when he paid it all.
He paid the ultimate price.
So, what else is going on this week?
Bitch, I'm in the ghetto. Nothing much going on this week. Nothing much happened this week. What about you?
Yeah, nothing really exciting this week. We're starting a new recording series schedule.
Yeah.
So we already talked about our weekend. So when we come back next week, we'll have something to talk about for the weekend.
But
in the week, we're doing something new. So
we're being responsible.
Yeah.
Yeah. And if you can't already tell, if you're watching, because we do have video content, we are in our office, our studio.
We are. This is a sneak peek of it.
Yeah.
I guess a full peek.
It's not the full peek.
Well, sneak.
It's very sneak. Sneaky Anna.
Yeah.
The sneaky link.
Yeah.
So we'll give a full little tour. We're going to take a little pictures and post them on Patreon.
Yeah, we are. That'll once we have cute. It fully done.
Yeah. Once our little signage and shit is up, it'll be really cute.
Mm-hmm.
So nothing else for you?
No, my week has been pretty work filled.
Okay.
That's how my weeks are. Yeah. I've been being dragged by work. It's been so busy. I'm like, look, bitches. Yeah. I have other work to do. I can't be here working for... Did you see that meme that said, we get so mad when we have to work at work?
Yes, I be like that. Every time my phone ring, I'm like, who told them I was here to work? Why are they calling me? But grateful that my bills are paid.
Yeah, definitely, you know? Grateful for that.
Yeah.
So, yeah. What we need for you all to do What we need for you all to do at this moment is pause this podcast. Take 2 seconds. If you're in Apple listening in Apple Podcasts or have Apple Podcasts on your phone, takes 2 seconds to leave us a rating and a review, because those really help us push this show forward. Mm-hmm. Last week, we got one.
Where were y'all at?
And it doesn't only take one.
It only takes one. It only takes one. Now, yes, this is not even good. And I'm not giving you all any slack just because we're recording this a little sooner, because I have an idea that more than one wasn't going to come in over the weekend. Mm-mm. So this is your CTA. This is your call to action.
Call to action.
Do your part. If you love what we're doing here.
Yeah. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Have you ever wished for an extra hour in your day? What would you do with it? Maybe it's finding time for a run, a nap, or simply being there for a friend. But often, life feels like a race against the clock. What if you could carve out time for what truly matters to you? Therapy can be that guide, helping you prioritize what's important and make time for it. Whether it's setting boundaries, learning coping skills, or simply becoming the best version of yourself, therapy empowers you to take control of your life. When I've been called to therapy, it's been during times when I felt like I've needed to really center myself and regain control of my thoughts, feelings, and actions. And let me tell you, it has definitely helped. If you're considering therapy, consider BetterHelp. It's convenient, flexible, and entirely online. With just a brief questionnaire, you can be matched with a licensed therapist who fits your needs. Plus, you can switch therapists anytime at no extra cost. Take the first step towards a more fulfilling life with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/bravado today and get 10% off your first month. 10%, y'all. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/bravado.
Have you ever dreamed of effortlessly conversing in another language? Whether it's for that upcoming international trip, connecting with family and friends, diving deep into a new culture, or simply adding a new skill to your repertoire, learning a new language opens up a world of opportunities. But let's face it, traditional methods like textbooks and classroom learning can be a drag. That's where Rosetta Stone comes in. As the most trusted language learning program for over 30 years, Rosetta Stone offers a revolutionary approach that truly immerses you in the language you want to learn without relying on CDs or DVDs. Picture this: you're effortlessly conversing in Spanish on the streets of Barcelona, ordering tapas like a local, or discussing the latest French designers with Parisians. So sexy, right? With Rosetta Stone's intuitive process, you'll learn naturally, starting with words, then phrases, then full sentences. And with over 25 languages offered, including Spanish, French, Italian, German, Korean, Chinese, Japanese, Dutch, Arabic, and Polish, the possibilities are endless. Rosetta Stone's speech recognition technology, including the True Accent feature, acts like a personal trainer for your accent, providing instant feedback on your pronunciation. Plus, with both desktop and app options available, along with offline lesson downloads and an audio companion, learning for the babe on the go has never been easier. And here's the best part. For a limited time, Rosetta Stone is offering a lifetime membership for 50% off, y'all. That's right, lifetime access to all 25 language courses for half the price. Don't miss out on this amazing deal. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, BGB listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today. Hey, Bookies, we got something special for you. Are you ready to dive into a celebration of Blackness that's as diverse as the experience it represents? Well, NPR has got you covered with Black Stories, Black Truths. This is a groundbreaking collection that's more than just a podcast. It's revelation.
What does Black representation in media mean to you? Because to me, it's about breaking down stereotypes, challenging biases, and also showcasing the rich tapestry of Black experiences.
For sure, absolutely. And Black Stories, Black Truths is the epitome of this celebration. Each episode is a living account of what it truly means to be Black today, and it's told from a unique Black perspective.
And I feel like these aren't just stories, like they're narratives of joy, resilience, empowerment, and also the incredible ability to create world-shifting things out of the struggle.
Seriously, you'll hear about everything from pop culture icons like Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama, to discussions on vital topics like reparations, y'all. There's really no limit to the range of Black stories, Black truths.
Have you tuned in yet? One of my favorite episodes is the one on how real self-care takes real systemic change. That's a must listen.
Yeah, I really think the hosts bring a tone that's celebratory. It's also informative and reflective, which I really can appreciate. Every episode is a journey. It offers a range of emotions and perspectives that keeps you hooked from start to finish. As soon as I turn it on, I'm like,
And let's not forget, Black perspectives haven't always been at the forefront of America's story, but now they are the story.
Period. So this is not just a podcast, y'all. It's a collection of some of NPR's best episodes showcasing the brilliance and resilience of the Black experience.
And we know NPR is known for its commitment to diverse storytelling, but with them presenting Black stories, Black truths, I would say that this is NPR with the noir twist.
So what are you waiting for? Turn on NPR today and immerse yourself in a range of voices as varied, nuanced, and Black as the incredible country we reflect.
And remember, stories should never be about us without us. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR, available wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an energy exchange, and we've been saying that for a good long time now. This is an energy exchange. We come here every week. We just need y'all to show up and do what you're supposed to do.
By leaving a rating and a review. So let's read the one that showed up.
What's up?
This one comes from Aish1021. She says, top two and not two.
You know it.
One of my favorite podcasts. I love the authenticity, the realness, and the relatability. I have listened for a while and have even gone back to listen to older episodes. I feel like I know y'all and we are definitely homegirls. Keep being beautiful Black women and creators, sorors.
Skiwi. Okay, you do know us. We've come here and dished our lives. You actually do know us, which is cute. It's cute. So thanks for your review, Sora.
Thank you, Sora. We appreciate you.
Yeah.
Another way that you can support the girls is by joining us over on Patreon. Now, Patreon is extremely important because that is the ultimate way that you can show your love and support for the podcast. It helps keep the lights on.
Literally. Thank you. Thank you to the patrons.
Because of the patrons, we are here.
Yes, because of you, we can.
Because of y'all, we can. So over on Patreon, we create a whole bunch of exclusive content. We have four different tiers. So you can join at whatever your comfort level is. And we provide bonus episodes, playlists, audio affirmations, which went out this month, this week. Journal prompts, videos of the episodes, all the good shit is over on Patreon. Yes. So if you're fucking with us, you can fuck with us in an extended way over on Patreon.
The extendo clip. So to show our support, we want to shout out our patrons this week.
Yes, we have Santina.
Hey, Santina.
Asia.
Hey, Asia.
And Tania.
Hi, Tania. Thank y'all for joining the game.
So much. We appreciate it.
It's really special over here.
Yes, and more mugs are going out to the besties. I saw 21 mugs going out.
I see. And I love to see that number. I said, whoa, 21 people are getting their bestie
21 people are getting their bestie mugs. They've been besties for 3 months.
Thank y'all so much. We really appreciate it. New week, new tea.
Where we kiki with you
and you kiki with we.
So this is a portion of our show where we dish a little tea about what's happening in pop culture and outside. Speaking of outside, what the fuck is wrong with y'all? Outside opened and y'all got all this pent up aggression, all these fights that have been happening at these functions. There's been fights on airplanes. Did you see that? I saw two flights on airplanes, one fight at the airport. And it's like, what y'all gonna do? Walk to your destinations, catch the train, the bus? Like, you will be put on the no fly list.
Yeah. Over fighting?
Yes.
Okay.
On the plane. And they were really throwing them. They were really throwing them, especially on that plane. Like, they were, I'm like, whoa.
They're knocking if you bucking.
So, and then the fight at the W in West, in.
That was a hot
West Hollywood.
Mess. Y'all do better, y'all. Kings and queens.
I know we're happy to be outside, but.
Not that happy.
Act like you have some good sense. But my first concert ticket was purchased for outside for the Hollywood Bowl. So I'm excited about that. Coachella was announced, sold out. They said they had limited tickets. So I don't know what it's going to look like.
Well, ours are secured.
Ours are secured.
In a secured purchase.
But they went on sale today.
Oh, good. Y'all get y'all's because we got
ours.
Oh,
my God. What the fuck? We need an Airbnb.
Okay, stop. I just was like, what could possibly be going on?
Because that usually has to be secured quickly.
Secured.
I fell off. Okay, but
we're secured. We have a year.
I'm excited about Coachella and my Hollywood Bowl tickets.
Outside being open is
outside
what
she's being
excited
open.
About.
Yes, for sure.
June 15th, titties are flying, bras are being unhooked, and we're going outside.
Last year, Juneteenth was what made us semi open outside. Huh? Remember we were shut in for the pandemic, and then when Juneteenth happened, we said, fuck it, we going outside.
Where do we go?
We went to Leimert Park, and we went to the...
in our mask.
Yeah, and we went to Blackout the Ballot.
And there's actually another Blackout the Ballot event happening on Juneteenth. Mm. Yeah, more to come to you, not to them.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so I guess that's all the tea this week. That's all the tea this week. Hopefully y'all are staying safe and getting ready to get out there because we're 1 week away, baby. A week and a half from getting outside.
Open, yeah.
It's going to be great. They're raising these mask ordinance. So y'all know I'm vaccinated.
Anyway.
Listen.
Shut the hell up.
It's going to be a good time. We're all outside. I can't wait to see you all. It's going to be good. So, last week's episode.
Before we
get into this week's episode. We kicked off our new series, Hot Girl Summer, Part 1. We were talking about dating after distancing with Damona Hoffman. This was a really cute, fun, informative, toolkit-filled episode.
Definitely has some gems.
Yeah, so like you mentioned about last summer, we didn't have much, y'all. We were really robbed. So this summer, we're preparing to take back everything that the devil stole, okay? And the key to a hot girl summer is dating.
Yes.
So, yeah, we talked about the do's and don'ts of online dating. We talked about our own personal dating experiences and what to expect in the dating world after social distancing. Also, the most important thing about last week's episode, we talked about catching a love and keeping a love.
That's what we want.
We want to keep them.
Unless you want to fling, which is cool too.
Yeah, unless you're just trying to, you know, do what you do.
For your hot girl summer. Yeah. Whatever it looks like to you. There's not one definition for a hot girl summer. So however you want to define it,
it's yours.
Some are getting picked up after by their men.
That's us.
Some are just going with new men. Some are looking for a man to pick them up. I don't know.
Whatever you want to do, we're here to support. We just want to make sure you have the tools to be successful during your hot girl summer.
What goes on my skin is just as important to me as what I eat. I'm a self-proclaimed skincare guru, so when Osea sent me their Undaria Algae Body Oil, I was so excited to try it. It's made with safe, clean ingredients. It's rich, smooth, and smells like passion fruit. This oil is so luxurious. My skin can't get enough. This body oil has me glowing, y'all. Try it and you'll know what I'm talking about. You can try Osea risk-free for 30 days and get free shipping on orders over $50. You'll get some free samples with your order, too. Get 10% off your first order with our promo code BGB at OseaMalibu.com. That's 10% off with code BGB at OseaMalibu, OseaMalibu.com.
What are we talking about? Part two of the series.
So this week we're talking about body positivity because that is a key component when we think about the summer. We're like, we need to get our summer bodies. Our bodies need to be together. And yeah, every summer I'm looking at my body like, bitch, what? Bitch, where were you?
Yeah.
It's summer and you're in the winter.
You haven't caught up.
Get your ass over here to this season.
Yeah. My body is always left in the previous season.
It stays there.
It never fully transitions on over. Yeah. My body has never showed up to summer. Ever. I'm like, girl, did you get the memo? We're actually in summer.
In summer.
I'm like, come on, body, catch up.
Yeah.
It always be doing its own thing. It be stuck in fall, winter.
Well,
spring, summer, like Sheree said. You know, fall, spring, summer.
I like that the girls are now saying that this summer gonna get whatever body I give it.
Yeah.
Cause that's what it be.
I mean, it's like that, but you know, we all have our dreams, our goals of what we want to look like.
I know.
We're no strangers.
And there's nothing wrong with that.
And really, maybe it's not about looking a certain way, but feeling your best. That's how I'm reframing it. It's about feeling your best.
I think that's what body positivity is. Yeah. Like just embracing the body that you have and feeling your best. Mm-hmm. And the term body positivity is a fairly new term. You know, they weren't saying that back in the day.
No. That, like, even relative, like, how long ago you think people?
I feel like 10 years or so,
yeah,
maybe.
Yeah, give or take.
Yeah.
Body posy is body, yeah, posy.
So what body positivity is a social movement that centers on positivity around your individual viewpoints of your own body in real time. Mm-hmm. So it promotes accepting your body in its current form as you work towards attaining your body goals, whatever those may be, your hair goals, your skin goals, gym goals. We got a whole list of motherfucking goals. I know I do. I'm like, I need this to be right. This hair, skin, and body are always top.
Yeah. Hair, skin, and body, yaddy, yaddy,
yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy,
always.
Yeah.
Skin. Hair is kind of like low on my list.
Well, I mean, well, you have locks.
Yeah,
but. And that's why I need a permanent do. So that's already taken off my plate. Bitch, you're locked and loaded. I got to think about this hair.
It'd be the skin, though. The skin and the body for sure.
Skin and body,
the,
yeah.
Skin and body.
The skin be temperamental sometimes.
And today I had to release it. Today I had to release.
What'd you say?
I said, Lord, I put it at his feet. I put it at his feet. I washed my face and I put it at his feet. I said, it's going to be what it's going to be. I just got to do what I'm going to do every day and not fixate over it. Like, I'll persevere over, like, oh, there's a bump right there. Oh, there's this right there. You know what I mean? Instead of, like, doing my routine, allowing it to work, and backing off a little bit. You know?
Yeah, I've had some real personal struggles with my skin. When I turned, I want to say I was 30, somewhere around that age, my skin went haywire, mm-hmm. The worst that it's ever been in my whole entire life. Up until that point, I didn't have no real issues. There was really not, like, you know, you get the here and there, the monthly, whatever, and then it just goes away. But when I turned 30, I'm going to share pictures with y'all, maybe with the close friends, because it's very horrid. my skin really just fucking broke the fuck out and I cannot get a hold on it. And that really caused some insecurity because you can't cover that up. If you, right, have hella bumps on your face, it ain't no makeup.
Yeah.
There's
you gotta think about not only discoloration, texture. So even if you do,
it was the texture,
makeup on.
It was beyond covering up. It was the texture, and then once one bump would leave, the bump would pop up in the same spot. Mm-hmm. And I just felt like, what the hell, trying to figure out, perusing the internet, trying to figure out what is going on, because I had never experienced that before. And I eliminated the birth control because I feel like that was a catalyst. Mm-hmm. I think that birth control, but even once I got off the birth control, it was still acting a fool. And I'm like, bitch.
But it takes time for your birth. But you weren't on it that long, huh?
I wasn't on the birth control that long. Maybe like one cycle, three months.
Because it takes time for that birth control to get out
of
your system.
You have to filter out your liver.
Get you out of my system.
There's a lot you have to do. But even once I got off of the birth control, it was still like an up and down. You know what I think it was? Stress.
Yeah, probably. So you think you have stress-related acne?
I think at that point I did.
Okay.
I don't know if it's a constant. But I think for sure there was a lot of change going on during that point. And I think that that was definitely weighing on me and coming through on my fucking face.
Well, now you're in good hands.
Now I'm in good shape. I've simplified my routine. But I think that skin should be mentioned in body positivity because there are a lot of movements that I've been seeing, like with people like flaunting their acne.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if it's called acne posy, but.
Yeah. I mean, Evelyn does that too. Evelyn Escobar, who we had on our show, mm-hmm. She has psoriasis. Is it psoriasis?
I think so.
Psoriasis. And that's a part of her platform. And like what she shares is being body positive and also showing her skin in all of its varying like cycles, right? Whether it's flared up or it's really good, it really comes down to representation. And that's really what's the key component in the body positivity movement is equal representation in the media of all body types, all skin tones, all skin textures. Yeah. So it's really about seeing yourself in others the way it really is.
The way it really is. Like, no one's perfect. Mm-hmm. And it can be hard. You can be hard on yourself when you feel like everybody's perfect but you. But the body positivity movement allows us to understand that, okay, you know what? I am validated. Yeah. All the body types are validated. All the skin types are validated. It denies the status quo that deems certain body types or physical features undesirable or ugly. Because, mm-hmm. bitch, no.
It just basically is inclusive, and it says that every body type is desirable. Everybody literally is welcomed here.
Yes.
That's what it's saying, you know, and we can love and praise and give all these bodies kudos no matter how they look. Because to be completely honest, like, our bodies carry us through the world. They're doing a lot of work that we don't see, you know, and all we do see is the physical. That's all we really focus on.
Yeah.
But it's like, we have to really give ourselves, our body, some grace. This is the only one we get.
That's true.
This is it. You could do some shit too. You could change it up. You can flip and tumble it. But if you want to just keep it all the way real, this is all we have.
It is.
It's really important that we just love on it.
So let's talk about representation.
With Mother's Day around the corner, are you thinking about a truly special gift for your mom? Let me tell you about MyLifeInABook.com. It's a unique service that turns your mom's life stories into a beautiful book. Pretty cool, right? Here's how it works. Every week, MyLifeInABook.com will send her a question via email. These can be pre-written questions about her life or any custom question you wish to ask. And then she can either type her response or record her voice, and MyLifeInABook.com compiles all of her responses into a beautiful keepsake book. And guess what? They can even create an audiobook using her voice recordings. It's like preserving her voice and her stories for eternity. Imagine discovering stories about her youth, adventures, and the challenges she's overcame. This book becomes a legacy and something you and your future generations can treasure forever. Your mom's giving you a lifetime of stories. This is your chance to give her a way to share them. I'm so excited about MyLifeInABook.com because I'm planning on gifting my mom with this. She's always loved reflecting on memories and sharing her stories, and I know this will be the perfect gift to capture those moments for her. The thoughts of her flipping through the pages and reliving those cherished memories brings a smile to my face already. Check out MyLifeInABook.com and use code BRAVADO at checkout for 10% off. Create an unforgettable gift for your mom this Mother's Day. That's MyLifeInABook.com. Use code BRAVADO for 10% off today.
This one is for my readers. Are you tired of endlessly searching for your next great read? Well, let me tell you about Book of the Month, where the thrill of discovery meets the joy of reading. Sounds fun, right? Okay, so what I adore about the Book of the Month is their meticulous curation process. With just a handful of carefully chosen titles each month, they've mastered the art of making your next read an easy decision. If you're tired of making decisions, let's make it easy. And let's not forget about the fun factor. Every aspect of their service is designed to celebrate the love of reading and make it even more enjoyable for members like us, down to the cute blue box the books are delivered in. Now let me tell you about the April pick. I've tapped into The Husband's a Novel by Holly Gramazio, and let me tell you, it's a pretty interesting read. It gets into the complexities of marriage and identity, and it's set against the backdrop of mystery and suspense. It has a pretty intriguing plot twist, and there's some character development that's pretty good too. So I think you might enjoy it. Pick it up if it interests you. And if you're ready to embark on your next literary journey, head over to bookofthemonth.com. And guess what? They're offering our listeners a special deal. You can use code PASTEL at checkout to get your first book for just $5 this month only. That's code PASTEL at bookofthemonth.com to get your first book for $5 with free shipping always. Come on, my readers. Don't miss out on the chance to discover your next favorite read with Book of the Month. Happy reading. There's an article on MeadowsRanks.com called How Body Diversity Can Help Women Build a Positive Body Image. Mm-hmm. And in the article, it says, when only one body type is glorified, women's bodies become objectified and appearance is elevated as the most important thing to be valued. This can create a dangerous mindset for many women, especially those who may be susceptible to mental illnesses such as eating disorders, mood, or anxiety disorders.
Yeah.
That's true, T. And that's what causes people to try to change and modify their body to a standard that's unrealistic, because what's being represented is not where you are.
Yeah, especially on social media. We already know what it was popping. The BBL. If I see one more BBL, and I'm not against the BBL.
Did you hear that that's one of the most dangerous?
Yes, people are dying from it. And I don't think people take it as serious because so many people are getting the surgery, mm-hmm. but it doesn't minimize the risk. You know, it's like
a high risk, because they said the doctor said that
veins in the butt, and where they're basically taking the fat out of your abdomen or wherever they're getting it from, lipo. And injecting mm-hmm. the fat into the buttocks, and there's small veins that lead to your heart. Basically, and mm-hmm. if fat gets in those veins,
you're done.
You're out of here. And I'm not here to scare anybody. That was from the doctor. But it's dangerous as fuck. But all we see is the big butt, the small waist, the round, wide hip.
Yeah.
You know? And then it's like, if you don't have that, then you feel like, okay, to get the man that I want, mm-hmm. I need to have that body, right? To get the opportunities that I want, depending on what it is that you do,
right?
I need to have that shape. To get the attention that I desire, I need to have that shape. Mm-hmm. You know, there's so many other things that start to play in on why we feel like we have to change ourselves.
Definitely the representation weighs on me. I'll just make it personal on me. Because, you know, a lot of the times when they say the body positivity movement and they talk about representation in media, it's preached how the unrealistic standard is being like thin and fit. But in the Black community, that is not fucking it. Being thin and fit has never been a vibe for Black people. Black people want to be thick and curvy.
And juicy.
Juicy. So whenever people are like, you know, we're trying to get thin, I'm like, be Black. Because I ain't never heard no Black. I mean, Black people want to be like fit, yes, but they don't want to be necessary. They don't want to be skinny.
Yes.
Skinny has never been considered desirable in the Black community. And that's the community that I'm in.
No community, because Black culture drives all culture. Now you see everybody else trying to get thick.
That part. So I can never relate to that. Like when people mm-hmm. are like, you know, thin is in and thin is what everyone desires to be. I'm like, that's for the Caucasians. That's not for me in my home, or not my home, but for me in my community, because we want to be thick. Mm-hmm. We want to have thick. The baby making hips. We want to have the ass. We want to have the titties. And I don't know what God was doing when he whipped up my recipe, but he didn't do the ass, titty, and hip. He didn't give me that combo. It wasn't meant for me to have, but that is not true for the Black community. And I think that needs to be talked about more because we're kind of left out when people are saying like, oh, the desired body is thin and slim. And that's not the case for the Black queens. That's not the case.
Yeah. I feel you. I feel like even though I have a baby making hip, a small mm-hmm. set, mm-hmm. a small set of baby making hips mm-hmm. and a little something. I even still feel like I struggle with that, because, you know, I'll be like really scrutinizing myself. Like I'll be like this and that and a little cellulite and that. And I know that I have some reprogramming to do. And I keep telling you that, too. Like mm-hmm. there's reprogramming that I need to do, because my mom is so heavily focused on body image mm. and like always pointing out, oh, you gained some weight. Oh, girl, you lost weight. You losing your little booty, or you lose. It's all, and you know we don't want to hear that.
Don't nobody want to hear they losing their little booty. Or don't nobody want to hear you. I never want to. If I hear that I lost weight, I'll damn near die, because I ain't got weight to lose. So to tell me that I'm looking thinner, I would be like, you might as well just ask me if I'm on drugs.
No.
Because what? And you know another thing people say that they're not mindful of? They'll be like, yeah, I got a grown woman body. If you're a grown woman.
Oh, that's hurtful.
It's the way you just looked. It's the way you just looked.
Because it just like dawned on me. I've never said that. I've never said that because I think that grown women come in all different shapes and sizes, right?
Right.
You're a grown ass woman in your body.
And I have a body.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So to say like that a certain physique or body type correlates to an age or grownness or adulthood is like, it's fucked up. Yeah. And people do like, not to negate the fact that they do say that, but try to also make the connection between as you get older, your metabolism slows down.
Right,
so then
right,
you
right.
Pack on more pounds. Therefore, you develop a more womanly curvy body type. But I don't think identifying like a grown woman to a body type is fair or nice at all. And if you're one of those people who are saying that, fuck you.
It's pretty unacceptable. So we have to.
And it's hurtful.
People have to be more mindful because having a curvier body doesn't. It's not the only type of grown woman body.
Period.
A woman that is grown with a body has a grown woman body, but that is what a lot of people say.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, so what are the slim mommy's children? No. You know, like, nah, nigga, we grown too.
Yeah, for sure.
So it's about being mindful and
accepting.
The acceptance is what's most important because we can't control what people say or how they feel. But the body acceptance is something that we do definitely have to work towards because
I have to work towards it too, personally.
These are the bodies we have. I'm working towards accepting my nearly A's.
Oh, I love that for you.
Because I keep going back and forth between, am I going under?
Oh, Lord. And I always.
Germany does not.
I'm here. No, but you know. You and me.
Germany is so scared for me to go under.
Yeah, because you know why?
Why?
Because, you know, I don't like taking risk when it comes. I don't like taking unnecessary health risk. And people don't realize that going under the knife is trauma on the body.
I realize it.
Okay, I know. People just don't care. So another thing is, I guess they don't care about the risk associated with cutting up your fucking body.
It's just because, like we said earlier, it's so common.
And there is a risk. You don't think that you're going to be the person who has the 1 in 9 deaths or whatever
right,
the fuck.
Right.
But I don't even want you to take that risk. I don't. I really don't. Brittany, do you know that I would kill you if you died underneath?
How are you going to kill me
exactly.
If I'm
wrong? I would be just mourning.
And then I'm going to come up from the casket.
I'm going to walk by and you're going to be like.
Well, it happened, but.
No, I would be. Could you imagine dying after that? Or like that 18-year-old girl who saved up
Germany, all. Please.
No, we're just sharing a story. This is real.
Okay.
That 18-year-old girl who saved up all her money or like her parents let her get a breast augmentation for her 18th birthday or right before she went away to college. And y'all, she didn't even make it off the table. She slipped into a coma and is living in a nursing home
now. They gave her
too
much anesthesia.
It's like. You just don't know. That's the scary part. And I'm not here to like, I don't want to scare anybody. And I know that I'm more of a fearful person when it comes to those type of things, which is why I personally am like, nigga, this is it. This is all I got to work with.
Yeah.
Because I'm just so afraid that I will be the one that something happens to. And it's like, I didn't even have to put myself through that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's fucked up that we are subjected to that because the mind is very impressionable and the mind can be very weak.
Yeah.
And it makes us do things to fit in, to be more desirable, to feel more desirable. It impacts our self-esteem.
Yeah, to feel better about our body.
I mean, it's just, I get it. But my fear of living life and death be like, actually, I'm going to have to live in this.
No, yeah, I know. And I appreciate the nearly A mommies who just flaunt their nearly A's because that's a part of the body positivity movement because that helps the people who aren't comfortable or as secure with their nearly A's feel more comfortable and secure with their nearly A's. I mean, these are the titties that I have. And you know what? No one's ever complained about them.
They don't.
It's really a personal thing.
It all comes down to personal because a lot of times nobody's complaining about nobody's body.
Mm-hmm.
No one is. But,
well, yeah.
You know, no. If a man is telling you need to augment your body to be more desirable, then he is not the one for you. Send him on his way.
Well, yeah, that would be sick.
I don't like that at all.
Please.
You know who does a good job with representing all body types and being very inclusive? Rihanna and the Savage team.
Oh, she does a beautiful job of that.
I love it.
She does a beautiful job of that. Fuck Vicky Secret.
I absolutely love getting those emails and seeing like so many different body types, so many different skin tones, so many different, like, I mean, just everything.
Yeah.
Everything. You know what I mean? They've recently, this month, they were celebrating Pride and launching like a collection that has like, you know, like rainbow and all that type of stuff. And they had a couple who, two gentlemen, two black guys, mm-hmm. who looked so sexy. And usually, like, I know there's like I don't know what to call it, but we don't like seeing like black men together, like gay men. What do you want to call that?
Homophobic?
Maybe homophobic. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like if it's two women looking sexy and sultry
together,
that's
more acceptable.
It's acceptable.
Sure.
Black men, it's like, take it off the screen. We don't want to see it. But these two men, they're actually a couple. They looked so beautiful together.
Mm-hmm.
Like chocolatey brothers, mm-hmm. looking just so cute in their little savage. And I'm like, do it. Rihanna's going to make sure everybody feels included.
She does.
And that.
And I love that for her.
And I would love that for me. Because I know we all have our biases, right?
Right.
We all have our biases of, this looks better on that type of person. I like these two people together. Whatever it might be, we all have our biases because we're having a human experience. But to sort of strip that away from us and become more loving and non-judgmental, because that's really what it comes down to. Body positivity, whether it's for yourself or for other people, is about not being judgmental.
Yeah, not being judgmental towards other people. Helps us be more non-judgmental and accepting of ourselves.
Yes.
Or maybe ourselves first, and then that.
Yes.
That translates to not being judgmental towards other people, because if you're criticizing your body all the damn time, of course you're going to be criticizing somebody else's body like you criticize yourself.
That's what I be doing sometimes.
Honesty moment.
That was on. Yeah, it was.
Honesty moment.
It is honest. That's what it is. Honest.
And honestly, truly, it's not right. It's not right for us to criticize and judge ourselves. And it's not right for us to criticize and judge other people, because nobody's picked this body, the naturals. We didn't pick these bodies. These are the bodies that were given to us. We are all unique. And it may be hard to see that because so many of the bodies look the damn same now.
Identical.
It makes the natural bodies feel like, oh, what the fuck are we doing?
But they're coming
because
back.
Because everybody else, when, how? Or no, are they really? I want them to, but I didn't know they were coming back.
They're currently coming back, because when I see the Build-A-Bodies on Instagram and like specifically like the Shade Room, when they post these celebrities who all have the same shape, people be in the comments like, bring back the natural bodies. Like, I can't tell which one is which. Everybody looks the same. So people, I feel like a general consensus amongst the naturals where it's like, we're coming in with a vengeance.
Okay.
We're coming back hot. It's only a matter of time. Everything comes in phases and waves. This shit is going to be a phase and a wave, I feel like.
I'll be here with my little petite treat, so.
Mm-hmm.
Hey.
We're back.
I was waiting on you.
And no tea, no shade against anybody who got a BBL.
No, it's just a personal preference, but there's not tea or shade, but it's honesty and acknowledging how it has affected how people feel, how that surgery has affected how people feel about their bodies, because mm-hmm. there has been a major influx of people getting those surgeries, which has morphed the way that we see
ourselves. Yeah, and the fact that so many people have it creates this homogenized look.
Yeah.
Like everybody, I mean, even your faves. Your face.
It'd be every time. So every time Kayla like sees somebody who looks nice and fit, she's like, oh my God, body goals. And sometimes Germany has to break it to me, but a lot of times I'm bringing it to Kayla.
Break it down.
There's been some modifying there. And
a
she's
lot.
Like, shut the fuck up. But you know what? We have to say that, because we can be in the gym buying these workout plans, these meal plans,
mm-hmm.
and thinking that we're going to obtain that. And the reality is
it was bought.
Yeah. It was bought and it's being maintained by the workout plans and the meal plans, but they're going to always have you a step that you can't get because they went under.
Yeah. This is true.
So take that pressure off yourself.
It don't be a hater move. It's just like, okay, bringing it back into my awareness that it's not real.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck how you want to look at it. It's not real. Once it's been augmented, I'm just not taking it as real.
Right.
You know what I mean? Not saying it ain't your real fat. But it wasn't like that.
Yeah.
And that's just on period. Like, there's people with amazing bodies. Tiana Taylor has an amazing body, but
it's been modified.
Modified, chopped and screwed, okay? Beyonce, face.
And now
stand.
There's people that have gotten amazing jobs, and for that, I applaud.
Yes, of course. There's some that look better than others, but that's with anything. You know what I mean? Some people have great work, not denying it. Tiana Taylor has great work.
She does.
But I can't be starving myself, not eating no carbs, doing a million crunches every day when somebody has nipped and tucked it.
Yeah.
It's just the honest truth, and I'm hoping that us being honest and truthful and just having this conversation helps you realize that, like, yo, you're a badass bitch with or without surgery, with a BBL, without a BBL, with big titties, with small titties, whatever titties you have, whatever body you have.
Yeah.
It's perfect the way it is.
And that's my goal, to just be completely positive about my body mm-hmm. as it is, because it is a perfect, healthy body.
It is.
That is getting me through this life. And if I wanted to modify it, I can. But right now in this present state, I need to love it because it's been loving me for 32 years.
Come on. Almost 33.
Almost 33.
Yeah. So let's just leave you with a couple tips, because that's what we do. If you are struggling with loving your own body or want to become more positive about your body image, we have a few things we can do.
Yeah.
But the work is going to be mental and it's going to be physical. So, first tip.
It'd be both for me. Both. I'm still struggling to get to the gym.
But when we get there, we get there.
Yeah.
And before we leave here, we need to come up with a gym schedule.
Okay.
So, first tip. Be meticulous about the images you show yourself. Again, goes back to social media. Follow people that look like you on social media and try not to compare yourself to others, especially if they don't look anything like you.
Yeah. Like, I'm not following the thick mommies because that's not realistic for my body type. I have a petite build. Even if I do the 2 protein shakes a day, carb loading, whatever, you know,
right.
Going to the gym, I'm not going to be a stallion. I'll be a pony. And you know, you know who I follow? My Fitspiration.
Tatiana Elizabeth or whatever her name is. What's her name?
I do follow her. She's beautiful. But Karuchi.
Oh, yeah. Perfect.
She's perfect for me.
She has nice toned legs, nice lifted, yeah. Plump butt.
Yeah.
Cute. And that's cute, too. Like, it don't gotta be
a stallion. Everybody is not a stallion. And I'm not a stallion.
Yeah. I think that's perfect. Great, 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 great.
Yeah. Another way that you can work on becoming body positive is work out and eat well because you love your body, not because you hate it. Mm-hmm. We're going to reprogram our minds, and that will help us definitely, because when you're trying to do something because you hate your body, there's negative energy being put into that. And we all know that that's not a good outcome. So we're going to do all of our self-care from a place of love. That's yes. very important.
Yes.
And I'm working on doing that, figuring that out for the gym. How can I reprogram to where I'm loving this shit? I'm loving this shit.
Once we figure out a schedule that works where we feel like we're not being dragged and we see results and we're feeling good, then it'll be like, I love coming here. I'm doing mm-hmm. this because I'm feeling my best. I'm looking my best. And, you know, we'll just want to maintain it.
Right.
The fact that we've never gotten to the point, well, back before the pandemic did, we were getting cute. We were fine.
Yeah.
We were finer because we're still fine.
Right.
But that we were motivated because we were seeing results and we were looking better. So we just got to get back to that point. Yeah. And grace, beloved, because we just are coming up out the pandemic.
And there's so much happening. It really has to be worked in to the calendar for us to be successful, because there's so many things that we do yeah. that it can't just be a fly by night type of thing.
No, it has to be.
It needs to be intentional.
Written in pen. Last tip for you and for us. Talk to yourself nicely. Combat a negative thought about yourself with 5 positive thoughts. Keep a list of things that you love about yourself and remember and remind yourself of all of your accomplishments, right? If you went to the gym 3 times this week, great. If you ate a great meal that was nutritious and yummy, great. If you love your calves, great. You know, if you find something that you want to work on, great.
Mm-hmm.
But don't like beat yourself down about it. Don't be negative about it. And just remember to offer yourself some grace and some love and some kindness. And like you mentioned, love all over it. Love all over it and love yourself through the process.
Right.
You know, if that's gaining 10 pounds or losing 10 pounds,
mm-hmm.
we gonna get there no matter what.
We gonna make it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We're gonna make it. We gonna make it.
Oh, yeah. I was saying, we ain't. going nowhere. We ain't going nowhere.
The dance, the ditty dance.
We can't be stopped now. Because it's bad girls for life.
Yeah, we're going to be bad. This summer is going to be lit. Do not be so hard on yourself. Go out there. Be cute. Feel cute. You know what? If you have the confidence and you feel like you're the baddest bitch, that is going to exude. Yes. Everybody's going to feel like you're the baddest bitch too, because who's going to tell you that you're not?
Yes. And you, nobody can tell you that you're not, because you've already told yourself that you are.
I need to get a positive wardrobe lift.
Okay. Working on that. I said that too. When I got dressed for work this morning, which I'm in my work shit right now, I said, new wardrobe. I need some new work clothes.
Girl, today at Chipotle, this man said, hey, sweetheart, I love your style. I said,
a style?
He said, I love your style. I'm like, do you? But like I said last week, the way these people have hitting the streets, even today, just driving in LA, I'm like, people have been sitting on some heat. Yeah. And if you're going to be outside,
you got to be outside.
You got to be outside. So I'm going to be putting some cute clothes on my positive body.
Dead. Hope y'all love this episode.
This was a good one.
Very candid and necessary. Yeah. So we'll see y'all next week.
Yeah, we'll see y'all next week.
Love you.
Bye.
Bye. Thank you.